turn our attention to one or two football stories, shall we? In Leighton Orient, survival hopes are said to be hanging by a thread after the deadline set by Alan Bowers to have his £3 million plus takeover of the club drifting past during the week. The O's second High Court date in a matter of 3 months is due Monday to hear complainants, and it's been a tough few months as well for the O's. On the pitch, the faithful have seen them suffer a second relegation in 3 years along with these winding up petitions. First hearing was adjourned in March, Francesco Bacchetti paying off a tax bill. At the time, the owner said he was going to invest a further £1 million into the club. There are no doubts that that has happened. Players, staff, fans, still in limbo. No season tickets. Plans for next campaign have not yet been made available. The National League AGM set to take place today, dealing with the clubs who will play in their competition next season. Lots to get our teeth into to help me understand, and all of us understand, the fans' position is Tom Davis, Vice Chairman of the Leighton Orient Fans Trust, Loft. Good afternoon to you, Tom.
Hi there, Phil.
Sadly, this has been a story which has been running and running for a long, long time, but more nervous times now. Where are we? What's the general feeling amongst the supporters about the state of Leighton Orient as it is?
Well, I think we're just feeling tormented, really, because this is, as you say, it's been dragging on and on and on. It's gone right up to the line of the next court hearing, which is on Monday. We've already had one back in March. So, people are very worried. I mean, there's a lack of obvious lack of information from Mr. Bacchetti himself. There's talk of interested parties, there's talk of bids, but we're not hearing anything definite, and there's sort of talk of him taking his feet over that. And also, we don't know exactly what will happen with the winding up petition on Monday. I mean, there are reports that some of the main debts have been settled, but again, this is just information that's kind of swirling around there. And we still have to have a change of ownership because, yeah, the club's basically been held hostage by a malevolent owner at the moment.
What's the likelihood of a change of ownership, though?
As you say, we understand that there's at least one serious party, and yeah, they've been having talks, but there's obviously all sorts of confidentialities around that.
Sure.
But there seems to be a lack of final progress. You know, the decisive deal hasn't been done, which has put us in a position. I mean, as a fans trust, we've got representation of creditors and shareholders, and we have had the chance to represent them in court on Monday. And if it comes down to it, and we have pondered this option, that we might have to seek an application for administration, which is a big call for us because it means points deductions, it means expenses.
Yeah.
But that is one of those options that we'd have to look at if there's absolutely no way of getting wresting control from Bacchetti.
Is that, I mean, obviously this fundraising that has been done by Loft and the supporters in regards to you know, a fighting fund for the team, is that some of that, is that the sort of availability in order to, if you were to push for administration and you would have to appoint someone yourself as a fans group?
We have the money to do that now if that's what we felt was the right thing to do.
Right.
And I mean, it's really like, it's almost like a poker game in some respects. You turn up at court and we don't know what Bacchetti's lawyers are going to say, if anything. We don't know what the situation as outlined will be. So it's kind of, we've taken legal advice as well, and it's kind of it's a call on the day in some respects. But Regeneration Fund has given us some leeway to look at these kind of options if we need to.
How many people are likely to turn up on Monday? Because, I mean, obviously there'll be some interested parties.
The hearing in March, we had about 30 or 40 at least Orient fans turn up outside the court. I know some people got in. There wasn't that much space. So I think the same kind of thing will be there on... presence will be there on Monday, not least because we have not had season's over now, so they've not really had a chance as fans to kind of meet up with each other and talk to people and kind of share our pain. So I think there will be a decent presence of Orient fans at the court on Monday, no matter what happens.
There was, in regards to takeovers, there was this a suggestion that Alan Bowers was preparing a bid, that he'd set a deadline that had gone, that no longer exists as a bid. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what was happening with that, because he didn't actually say anything publicly. There were no quotes directly from him in the media or anything like that. There seemed to be a lot of stuff being said on Twitter and social media sites and things like that. I mean, he didn't want to talk to us
Right.
But there was obviously, he was in contact with some Orient fans. So it was a kind of quite a strange situation that obviously we'd be prepared to talk to anyone who's interested in responsibly taking our club out of the mess it's in at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's, everyone's, there's a lot of guessing games going on and a lot of speculation, which I think adds to the alarm and adds to the concern that all fans feel.
Yeah, and you know, I suppose that this is there's a beauty and there is a beast of social media, as you say. The beauty is that there is a way of sharing information, it's a way of people communicating and sometimes expressing. The downside is that the verification of how, you know, strong a story is sometimes not as easy to be able to implement when it comes to social media. So there's lots of rumours, counter-rumours and hints and suggestions without actual sort of firm concrete evidence at times.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And at the heart of that, of course, is the fact we've got an owner who doesn't talk at all.
Yeah.
Doesn't, share anything, and whose thoughts we haven't got a clue about, and is generally fairly contemptuous of all fans. So, I mean, that when you've got an owner like that, then all the other stuff kind of swirls around it and then gets and gathers steam. So, yeah, but the heart of the problem is Piketty and the need to remove ownership from the club.
Just in regards to the team, I mean... Well, we still don't know. We don't know where the club will be. We don't quite know what the team will be facing when it comes to being on the pitch. But it does look at the moment, though, is it where what sort of team will there be? The retained list came out this week, and it's not exactly full.
Yeah, Michael Collins is a latest departure. He was a fairly useful midfielder for us last season, and actually put in some pretty decent performances against the odds. In some respects, the team is a worry, but it almost feels like the least of our problems, given the actual existence of the club is up in the air. But it's worrying. The longer the summer goes on, the less we know about our contracts, less we know about season tickets, and obviously we are going to start the season possibly in a fairly threadbare state as we were in League Two. It must be an impossible situation for players and staff because they don't really know what they've got to work with.
Did you have a wry smile on your face when the story emerged of the Football League, and I'll call them the Football League rather than their marketing acronym, said they're going to start looking and maybe have a serious look at their ownership protocols when it comes to fit and proper persons test? You sort of look at it and go, great, yeah.
Bolting horses and stable doors did sort of spring to mind, but better late than never. And you can't help but think this is a response to the kind of pressure that we brought on this issue, because there's been a lot of anger towards the end of the season, particularly expressed by Orient fans towards the apparent impotence of the football authorities around negligent ownership. They just didn't seem to have a grasp on it at all. And obviously they couldn't have foreseen it, but it did feel like we were a little bit unhelped through the season as the saga got worse.
Have you got a gut feeling, Tom?
Orient fans are always naturally pessimistic. I think we have to say that Orient fans over the last few months have been brilliant in terms of the way they've got together, shown a great deal of passion and commitment for saving the club, and I think that will to save the club is absolutely there, and people aren't going to give up and they're going to carry on fighting for our club, and I think that's the mood, and that's just the thing we can take out of this, is actually being galvanised, the fan base, brought people together. I mean, people have their disagreements, but generally it's been a heartening experience in terms of us reminding ourselves what we're fighting for and why it matters. And I think, we will carry on fighting for our club, and I think most people feel like that.
And of course, the National League, which is where the relegation from the Football League would put Orient, a meeting this afternoon in regards to next year's competition. At the moment, Orient, I suppose, are part of that, but I don't know
our understanding is that the club is represented at that today. Obviously, we still have admin staff and officials there, so we will be accepted. There's no reason, the rules, from as we currently are, there's no reason why we wouldn't be. That's when they have their own regulations about ownership and about finances, and we've got to get a budget sorted out and things like that. But we proceed on the basis that we will start the season in the conference. In what state, I don't know.
We'll have to wait and see what happens on Monday. Tom, thanks so much for this afternoon. Tom Davies from Loft, the Leighton Orient Fans Trust, there with the latest. The latest court hearing is on Monday. and as Tom was saying, the supporters, you know, have almost the option they could apply for the club to be put into administration themselves. But we'll have to wait and see. There is obviously implications for the future of the club and the way the club moves forward from that point of view. But we will obviously follow that story as we have done here on BBC Radio London.